A new chapter in a relentless string of title defenses. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, April 28th, 2021. This update is brought to you by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. Check out the new episode with special guest Remy LeVay right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
AEW.
Darby Allin puts the TNT Championship on the line once again on tonight's Dynamite, his seventh title defense over the past 7 weeks. Tonight, Allin is facing Dark Order's 10. Also tonight, the number one ranked singles wrestler in AEW, Hangman Page, goes one-on-one with Brian Cage. The AEW Tag Champs, the Young Bucks, have a non-title match against Matt and Mike Seidel. The Nightmare Families, Dustin Rhodes, Billy Gunn, and Lee Johnson face off with The Factory's QT Marshall, Nick Camarada, and Aaron Solo. Penta El Zero Miedo versus Orange Cassidy, Chris Statlander versus Penelope Ford, plus the Inner Circle and the Pinnacle lay out the ground rules for next week's Blood and Guts match. That's all on tonight's Dynamite. On last night's Dark, Stu Grayson, Evil Uno, and 10 beat The Blade and Private Party. 10 submitted The Blade with a full Nelson. Lee Johnson beat Will Alday. After the match, QT Marshall attacked Johnson. Dustin Rhodes ran out, once again armed with a bull rope, and he chased away Marshall. Sadie Gibbs announced her retirement from pro wrestling on Tuesday. She last wrestled for AEW and also had worked for Stardom.
WWE.
A huge upset on last night's NXT. Toni Storm was trying to send a message to Zoe Stark by toying with Zeta Ramir. Stark eventually came out. That distracted Storm and opened the door for Ramir to hit a shooting star press for the win. Bronson Reed will get another shot at Johnny Gargano's North American title. Reed secured that match by pinning Austin Theory with a tsunami. Dexter Lumis showed up during this match to stare at Indy Hartwell. Theory got sidetracked by that scene and Reed took it from there. Later, there was a non-title match pitting the NXT Women's Tag Champs Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon against Aaliyah and Jessie Kamea, but it was derailed by an attack by LeRae and Hartwell. They will now get a title shot against Blackheart and Moon next week in a street fight. Legado del Fantasma beat Kushida and MSK. Raul Mendoza got the pin on Nash Carter. Mercedes Martinez beat Dakota Kai via disqualification after Raquel Gonzalez went after Martinez. Gonzalez will defend her NXT Women's title against Martinez in 2 weeks. Ted DiBiase showed up while Cameron Grimes was out shopping at a jewelry store, and he one-upped Grimes in the fancy watch department. We also saw a brief tease of perhaps a new group known as the Diamond Mine. And we have one more match to mention that was announced for next week's NXT, a Falls Count Anywhere match between Leon Ruff and Isaiah Swerve Scott. NXT also promoting the return of Finn Balor for next week's show. Happening today, AJ Styles and Amos making their first appearance since winning the Raw Tag titles at WrestleMania. They're set to appear on this morning's episode of The Bump.
Impact Wrestling.
Impact Wrestling confirming in an ad on Facebook that its new champion Kenny Omega will be part of its next major event, Under Siege. That's an Impact Plus exclusive show on May 15th. Impact released a new interview with Omega from right after Rebellion, and he sounds like he wants to add at least one more belt to his collection.
As tired as I feel, as banged up as I feel, as broken as I feel, I also feel like I'm not satisfied. Unfortunately for the wrestling world, I might not be finished. Ooh.
That clip from a video posted on Impact social media on Tuesday. Ace Austin gets his rematch for the X Division Championship on Thursday night's Impact. He'll challenge the new champ, Josh Alexander. Also announced for that show, former Knockouts champ Taylor Wilde returns to the ring for her first match in over a decade against Kimberly. Plus, W. Morrissey, the former Big Cass, will be on the show. Pro Wrestling Noah has a big show coming up on Thursday, Noah the Glory. Keiji Muda is defending the GHC Heavyweight Championship in the main event against Masakita Miya.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan is in Kagoshima for shows on back-to-back days starting this morning. As for Thursday's show, it's headlined by the return of Kota Ibushi. In his first match since losing the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship to Will Ospreay back on April 4th. Ibushi is in the main event, tagging with Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Jeff Cobb and Aaron Henare. Mexico's CMLL promotion announced Tuesday that its relationship with Ring of Honor is over. Those two companies had been partnering together since 2016. Tonight's MLW Fusion has Filthy Tom Lawler versus Marshall Von Erich. Ross Von Erich is taking on Dominic Guarini, plus Hijo de LA Park versus Buku Dao. The TV title match on last night's NWA Power, DePope defending against Tyrus, it ended in a time limit draw. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, April 28th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.